You're now listening to The Computer Doctor Show with Aaron Moss on 1030 The Voice.
Hello, Tucson, and you're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. I'm Aaron Moss, your host and award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner of localbest.com as the very best computer shop in Tucson. Good to have you with us every Saturday here at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube on the 1030 The Voice YouTube channel. We have our open lines at 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. Again, that number is 520-790-2040. On the show today, many brick-and-mortar businesses are filing bankruptcy and closing physical locations for good, including well-known companies such as Apple, Microsoft, AT&T, and some other non-tech-based names like Starbucks, Sears, and GNC. We're going to be talking with Don Zavis, National Sales Trainer, International Keynote Speaker, and Award-Winning Sales Coach on what business opportunities might be opening locally to grab their lost business. But first, highlights of tech news this week. If you're bored from staying at home during COVID-19, take a free online course at IBM. A 13-year-old girl from New Jersey got bored during the COVID-19 time off from school. So she decided to take an online class and settled on IBM Skills Network and took the course for AI chatbox without programming. IBM Skills Network Labs is a place for you to practice data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence skills. Now, although she was only 13 years old and lacked experience at chatbox and AI, in just 2 weeks, she launched a fully functional chatbox with the free tools and course by IBM. TechRepublic.com reports Harita Suresh will start high school this year, but she has already dabbled in coding on other platforms such as Code.org, CodeMonkey, and Code Combat, and has even taken a Python programming course offered by Georgia Tech when she was in the fifth grade. The chat box is called Rita. Schools around the globe are scrambling to launch different ways to use technology amid COVID-19 safely for both staff and students. Tucson.com reported Wednesday that Tucson Unified School District will have monitors rather than teachers in the classroom. They have also passed out laptops and tablets for the students to use at home. Even if the students report to school in person, they will still do their class online in computer labs. When students are doing in-person learning, they will be assigned a computer and a learning workspace with 13 students in a classroom with an assigned monitor. The virtual instruction will be done by the same teacher and will cover the same curriculum. TUSD is issuing a computer to all 44,000 students, making it a one-to-one district. Local businesses are trying to recoup from being closed, and customers are wanting to patronize some of these local businesses. But where can you go to find deals from local businesses that are near you? Or you may not even have an online presence. Some of these businesses don't even have an online presence. They only had the brick and mortar locations. Well, a new app called Hound might be the ticket. Hound is spelled H-O-W-N-D, and it's going to be helping Tucson locals to patronize local businesses by directing foot traffic based on your GPS location through the Hound app. Brooke Chaplin at KOLD News reports on the new Hound app is letting Tucson businesses join and make listings at no cost due to the Shop Our Local Deals initiative that the city put together. The City of Tucson and Pima County donated $40,000 to help local business owners to have an online presence since their foot traffic has been reduced. Business owners simply just need to download the app, register as a business, and list all their discounts. Unlike online reselling, this app has all the money go directly to the local business with no cuts or percentages taken out. But here's the question. Is now a good time to start a business? With these changing times, many brick-and-mortar businesses are filing bankruptcy and closing physical locations for good, including well-known companies such as Apple, Microsoft, AT&T, and even some non-tech business names like Starbucks, Sears, and GNC. On the phone with us is Don Zavis. He is a national sales trainer and keynote speaker, award-winning sales coach, and he's here to talk about us with some new business opportunities that maybe some of us may be able to take advantage of. Hi, Don.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on today.
Yes. So tell us, is now a good time to start a business?
Absolutely. It's interesting because, being a sales expert, a sales professional, one of the hallmarks of what we teach and talk about is the idea that people buy emotionally. They might justify it intellectually, but they buy emotionally. And now I think that where it's very safe to say that the coronavirus and the post-coronavirus world is going to be very emotional. So we find that these are excellent opportunities for people that are forward thinking about what that new normal might look like.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, today is a wonderful time to open a business.
So now I can get an understanding of what some of these emotional things might be. People are concerned about their income. They're concerned about the education of their children. They're concerned about the security of whatever job that they're in. For example, people that are working in the restaurant industry, so there are some. I think there are some businesses that are working their way around to create a drive-through just to keep things going. So that's an emotional thing.
Absolutely. Well, and it's not just that. You know, we hear a lot about the words "the new normal." You know, what this is going to look like on the other side of this. You know, and you look at something as simple as Zoom. That has been around for years and, has taken off literally in these last few months because of the pandemic. DoorDash and Grubhub and a lot of the delivery, Instacart, a lot of the delivery services that, again, that have been around for years, but they were often overlooked and neglected, now have become, a mainstay. And we've seen, you look at Netflix where they've added, tens of millions of viewers. Although they've been around for years and years and years. So, strangely to say that the pandemic has probably done more for those businesses than any kind of marketing they could have ever done, advertising, word of mouth, everything. You know, we're looking at new ways to be successful and new ways and certainly to make sales, absolutely.
And so with that information, what would be one of the, for the listeners out here, if somebody out there is trying to start a business right here in Tucson or someplace else in the United States, what area of expertise? Because I know that's a very general question, but what are some of the needs right now? So what businesses are thriving that people... that there doesn't seem to be enough of this thing that's out there that they can start?
Sure. Well, some of the obvious ones you're going to hear a lot, like contract tracing. Again, that's a phraseology that was virtually non-existent 6 months ago and now has really kind of come into vernacular. Interestingly enough, the very business that you're in, computers, technology, networking, has found an explosion. And I'll give you just a quick example. Now there's many people that are working from home that are working at their home computer, which may be a relatively inexpensive laptop or a relatively unsophisticated desktop. And now they're trying to access into their company's multi-million dollar computer network. And they're finding that they're really struggling in doing that, getting past the firewalls. Simple things like just office supplies. You know, you might have a very sophisticated printer at work, and yet have either a very unsophisticated or in some cases no printer at home or lacking scanning capability. So we really see an explosion in all things technology, and that's why you actually find the advent of people that are identifying themselves as Zoom coaches. They're actually working with individuals and companies how to more effectively use the Zoom platform, the Skype platform. And again, these have been around for ages. Any industry or type of industry that really is going to cater to the at-home worker is now going to become much more important as we move forward.
So exactly, you mentioned contact tracing that has really come into the vernacular. So can you explain a little bit more of what contact tracing is?
Well, anyone who's watched the news has probably seen a version of that. You know, when somebody is identified as being positive for Corona-19, the first thing they need to try to be able to do, certainly, is sequester that person, quarantine that person. But they're also very anxious to find out who that person has come in contact with, you know, what stores they've gone to, maybe what coworkers, individuals, neighbors, family members they've come in contact with. And it's the responsibility of that contact tracer to reach out to those people and inform them that they may have been exposed, and then subsequently get a list of people that they may have come in contact with.
Okay, that answers a lot of the questions, because I've so I am up on my on the latest apps that are out there. So yep. Yes, contact tracing apps. So yep. And there's several of them that are out there. As a matter of fact, the U of A was in development, and what they use is a Bluetooth based contact system, so that if you are within a certain distance of somebody else that has that same exact app, the two smart devices know that they were in contact for X amount of minutes or X amount of seconds, and it may flag or trigger an alert or notification on your phone that you may have been contacted. So that's what some of these contact tracings are. This is nothing new. Like you were saying, there are things that are not new that that are suddenly starting to pop up and to be very, very much in demand because of the situation. But these these COVID-19 contact tracing apps, and there's lots of them that are out there. They had to be built by somebody. And a very, very high demand, since we're talking about what businesses are in demand, or if someone's trying to start a business now, developing apps, that would definitely be on the radar, right?
Well, it is. And it's interesting that you look at a lot of the, again, as I hate to use the word the new normal, but it is going to be different. And I'll give you a great example. You know, one of the things I'm sharing with my clients is that your clients may have learned to live without you. And what that means is that maybe, for example, you're a restaurant and, mom and dad faithfully went in every Friday for dinner. And now because of the pandemic, they haven't gone in there every Friday. You know, they've been cooking at home and they find that they like it. They enjoy it. They enjoy the whole process of cooking and eating. You know, now you potentially have lost that client. So your clients have learned to live without you. Therefore, now you need to be able to give them a reason to come back. I'll give you another example. One of my clients, and if you talk about kind of an interesting niche business, one of the things that caught a lot of the restaurants off guard when everything closed down and they were forced to only deal with deliveries and or takeouts was the lack of equipment, the physical lack of, styrofoam boxes and plastic knives and forks, because most restaurants, carryout was only a very, very small portion of their business. So if you serve 200 people a night, you didn't need to keep, 150 styrofoam boxes. You might have had, 10 or 20, because you did a very infrequent takeout business. Mm-hmm. Now, for months, that was the only business that you could be in. So, so a lot of the niches that, were often overlooked now become extremely prevalent. Mm-hmm. And again, when you look at the Instacarts and the DoorDashes and the Grubhubs and the, Uber Eats, again, these have been around for a long time. But they're now really coming to the forefront. Any business that makes that transition, more any type of home delivery or any type of services that you can bring at home. I have a client that is a notary. And she's a mobile notary, and all she does literally all day is drive from one place to another to another to another and notarize documents that require notarization, whereas normally you might have, gone to somebody's business or gone to a bank or had a notary connected with your business. She does that as a mobile service, and her business has never been busier. There's a pervasive fear.
That's an excellent point. As a matter of fact, I'm always having to have things notarized myself. And the funny thing about it is I would a lot of the documents that I have, there's really not a it's not really emergent. So I just keep them in my car. And whenever I just happen to be going into a bank or someplace where I know, I just walk in there and just, hey, is there a notary here? And I just do it right there. But I've noticed that it's been getting harder and harder to do that. Because even the open banks that would normally do it for free, they are starting to, dwindle down on their notaries there. You walk in, they say, yeah, I'm a notary, but I don't really do that now because of the pandemic. So it's funny how services like that.
Well, they are. You know, we're talking, you know, a lot of these things, there's a very high touch, which, you know, there's a lot of personal interaction. And that's really being downplayed. And that's why, again, you're seeing so much online, whether it's finance and banking. You know, I wrote a great case study about Carvana. And when Carvana, that was the at-home delivery car service. And, you know, when that first came out years and years and years ago, it was kind of a novelty, right? They had that, you know, they had that kind of a slot machine, you know, arcade game where your car would come down. And again, it was kind of a novelty. But the concept of buying a car physically without seeing it, without touching it, doing anything, and have it delivered to your door, you know, and I come from the Detroit area. You know, I've only been here in the Tucson area for about 5 years. You know, that when that really came out, I mean, that rippled through the Motor City, and it was almost laughable. You know, people would, no one would ever buy this, or, you know, no one would ever buy a car. You know, who's going to spend $50,000, $30,000, $20,000 without physically seeing it?
That's right.
Well, now, you know, because of the pandemic, they were 5-6 years ahead of the game. Now what they do becomes the in-demand as opposed to, you know, the other concept of it, which is, you know, now all of the other car dealerships and all the other car manufacturers are now trying to play catch-up.
All right.
Right now, you know, now they're all promoting this, you know, low touch or no touch, or you don't got to come into the, you know, the dealership and we'll deliver it to your door and we don't have to talk to you and all these types of things. Even the finest of restaurants that look down on delivery or carry outs and things like that.
Right.
Now we're in a position where if they want to survive, because even when things do open, and even when they open fully, you know, you're going to get this, you're going to get the early adopters, you know, that's what you're seeing right now. All these people that have been pent up for so long that as soon as the casinos open, they want to be there day one.
Right. What we're going to do real quick is we're just going to take a quick break. We are speaking with Don Zavis, National Sales Trainer. He's an international keynote speaker, award-winning sales coach, speaking on the Computer Doctor Show about capitalizing on major tech and non-tech businesses, closing brick-and-mortar locations and filing for bankruptcy here in Arizona and throughout the country. Can local businesses sweep up that business being left behind? Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, we're going to continue that discussion. Also, we can take some of your calls on our open lines at 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
When your car breaks down, who can you call? The local mechanic. Timing belt, brakes, and tune-ups? Who can you call? The local mechanic. When you don't have time for vehicle service, who can come to you? The local mechanic. Keep your car running at its best with honest, reliable, and even mobile services at The Local Mechanic. Call 771-5191 or visit their website, thelocalmechanictucson.com.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. On the phone with us is still Don Zavis, national sales trainer, keynote speaker, award-winning sales coach. We're talking about the recent closings of major businesses and how they might be opening up opportunities for other local businesses. People right here in Tucson, if you're thinking about starting a business, this is definitely the guy to talk to, Don Zavis. Continuing our discussion, Don, what are some of the business staples that have not changed? We had talked about how people buy and things like that.
Well, I think some of the things, I mean, if you look at the types of things that your business needs to do, regardless of the pandemic, you still have to have sales. You still have to have customer service. You have to have installation if that's appropriate for you. You need to have accounting or some type of accounts payable. Everything that was, you know, 6 months ago, you had 8 months ago, you still have now. The difference, though, is how you're kind of regulating that. So where sales might have been a face-to-face type of thing, maybe in networking events that you went to, you know, now that's a little bit changed. Now, do I believe it's going to go back? I do. But I think for at least the initial time, we're going to have to figure out a better way to do that. And most of the time and most of the people right now, they're having been caught off guard, a lot of people are playing catch-up. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out what to do. So here's kind of an exercise that I encourage my clients to do, and let me share it with your audience, all right? And it's a simple statement with a blank line. Why is the best time right now to do, and then fill in the blank, right? So why would, and I'll use you as an example, why would right now be the best time to make sure that your home technology is absolutely up to snuff? Well, that's an obvious question. Let's do something a little bit, you know.
I can answer that right now because technology has become so, I mean, people are depending on it more now than anything. It's their access to the outside world in a touchless and contactless world.
And it's the answer to that question of whatever you fill in the blank that you're going to need to be able to feel comfortable in how to share that with the world. So, for example, why is now the best time to open a business? Or get involved with a second business, or write a book, or do anything. You know, it's interesting that many of the things that people have determined that they could not do, right, that they want to write the great American novel. Mm-hmm. You know, the answer 99% of the time is, I don't have any time. I don't have enough time. Well, now most people have nothing but time.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the things that they had always wish to do, go back to school, take an online course.
Just like the 13-year-old girl that created a chat box, you know. Take advantage of these educational opportunities that are out there.
Which are virtually limitless. And it's interesting because of the financial pressure on the economy, a lot of people are doing things for little or no cost. So, you know, if somebody came to me, I had a client, I was doing a coaching conversation this morning, and they sell life insurance. And you know, when I asked them that question, you know, why would today be the best time for a family to buy life insurance? And he really couldn't answer that question. And I said, well, how long does it usually take to really do a comprehensive job in terms of hours? How many hours would it take to do a fully comprehensive job to make sure that you're suggesting the best life insurance for a family?
Right.
And they share with me their process. It's a four-step process. It's about an hour a time.
That is an excellent point. But we are running out of time. But just to wrap up, Don,
yes.
Your online classes. Tell us how the listeners can get in touch with you.
Well, they can certainly reach out to me at our Tucson phone number, which is 520-903-4654. And we'll give them conditional access to join us at our Friday Zoom session, which is every Friday from 9 o'clock to 10:30. It's generated out of our offices in Oro Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people that have expressed an interest in being involved in our Zoom sessions, we are going to offer them the opportunity, once our auditorium opens properly, mm-hmm. to join us as well as my guests at the auditorium so they can see
off there. We are running out of time. Thank you so much, Don. We'll definitely have you on the show again. Next week, we will be talking with some doctors from the Pain Institute to fill in some questions and blanks about how we can video cons better with our doctors using video conferencing. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to The Computer Doctor every Saturday at 2 p.m. broadcasting from KVOI 1030 The Voice. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Talk to you again next week.